Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Lepsinger. Rick is the president of On Point Consulting and the author, the co-author of Virtual Team Success and Flexible Leadership. Rick, it's onpointconsultingllc.com. Is that right?
That's right. And actually, my newest book is called Closing the Execution Gap.
All right.
How Great Leaders and Their Teams Get Results.
Which, by the way, Rick, I don't have a copy of.
You don't?
No.
I'm going to have to send you
one. That's exactly right. I need an autographed copy. Okay. So we're talking about these four tactics that he and his working partners have isolated. There are 11, but these four are the biggies: rational persuasion, inspirational appeals, consultation, and collaboration. Let's talk about collaboration for a minute, Rick, and especially and then I want to talk about the gender situation here. What is collaboration
is
as
really
a tactic?
Yeah, collaboration is working together with the other person. But the focus of this tactic is on figuring out how to decrease the difficulty of their complying. So, for instance, if it's a deadline or a lack of resources, or maybe it's financial considerations, you're trying to figure out what you can do in terms of providing these resources or making adjustments that would make it easier for them to do what you're asking them to do.
So what you're saying is you're trying to get them to give you some of their time, and they might not want to.
Or you want them to do a task by a certain deadline, and they might not be able to because the deadline is too tight, or they might not have the resources given all their other demands and requirements. So here you're trying to figure out some way to make it easier for them to do what you're asking them to do.
How do you do that?
Well, by providing the additional resources. So for instance, you may figure out that you could either move a deadline, or you might be able to chunk the work up into pieces where some things are more important than others, or you may actually be able to provide somebody on your team part-time to help them do some
other
work.
This sounds like barter almost. If you guys will work late, I'll bring the beer and pizza or something.
Yeah, it's kind of an exchange, but I think the difference here is that you're working it out together. It's a collaborative, let's figure this out together, rather than you just making an offer to say, well, look, I'll buy you pizza if you stay late.
So, all right. So the bottom line of all four of these is that you need to think a little bit about this person you're trying to influence, or this team you're trying to influence. You need to be thinking about them. You can't be presumptuous, at least not completely. You got to get inside their head, inside their motivations, and that sort of thing. So Rick, one of the things you've done is you've identified ways that women and men are similar in these tactics, and ways that they're different. Why does it matter?
We found it to be an interesting question, and it's not unusual for people to ask that kind of question and say, well, are men or women different? And there's certain theories of leadership that men and women don't lead or manage exactly the same way. What we found is that there are more commonalities than there are differences, but there are a few significant differences in how women go about influencing as opposed to men.
Mm-hmm.
The big difference, I think, is in the use of the core tactics. So for rational persuasion and collaboration, men and women tend to use that about the same.
Hmm.
But the two tactics that women use much more frequently than men do are inspirational appeal and consultation.
Why do you think that is?
It's hard to have a definitive kind of rationale for it, but I do think that the consultation is more involving and participative, and inspirational appeal tends to be more focused on values rather than the harder push of logic. And I think women tend to do more of what you might call the pull behavior, kind of engaging or bringing people into the
process. Well, these are more empathetic, I should say. These are more empathetic type of things, aren't they? And women are better at that than men are.
Well, based on what we've seen in this study, they appear to be. Yeah. Although, I think men have the capability of it, but they don't think they necessarily attend to it.
But it sounds like women use all four of these to their advantage, whereas men only use two of them as very much to their advantage.
Yeah, I think it would be fair to say that women tend to work across all four at a more frequently, and men tend to focus on two of them more frequently.
Very interesting.
Although they do use all four, but not to the extent that women do.
Very interesting. Yeah. There's a message in there somewhere, but I'm not sure. I might get into trouble if I try to describe it.
It's a versatility message.
I got to wrap it up, Rick. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Rick Lepsinger, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.